Hello, hello. Welcome into the ASM podcast, powered by your favorite attorney, Nelson Gavorkian Esquire. I'm your host, Andre Kachaturian, and today we're joined by a very special guest, LSU goalkeeper and Armenian national team goalkeeper, Sophien Kavorkian. Sophien, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. I appreciate you coming on. I know you had a couple of practices today as LSU is getting ready to kick off their season next week. So yeah, you might be a little tired, so I appreciate you coming on. But I want to kick off this interview by taking it way back and asking you, how did you fall in love with soccer? What got you into soccer?
I think I was 5 years old, and my older sister was playing soccer, and I was just like, that looks so fun. So started playing with her. I think it was at La Jolla Impact, and just fell in love with it right away. I didn't want to play any other sports, and I never did. So yeah, but it was just love at first sight, you could say.
Cool. And you grew up in San Diego, correct?
Yes.
So growing up, when did you realize that, I mean, a lot of young boys and girls play soccer and they, you know, go AYSO and whatnot, and maybe play in high school. But, you know, when did you realize, though, that you are, you know, better than everyone else and, you know, can have a career doing this?
I want to say like sophomore, junior year of high school, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to play in college. Well, I knew I wanted to, but wasn't sure where to start, like how to get involved with everything. And I just started getting like looks from college coaches. And I think it was then that I was like, okay, like this is what I want to do. Like it felt right. And once I started touring colleges and like seeing where I could go, I just knew that like I wanted a career in soccer.
So you went from not even knowing if you're going to do this in soccer to, you know, going to first University of San Diego, correct?
Yes.
And what was that experience like, you know, playing for kind of like your hometown school? You weren't far from home, but you're playing soccer there. What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. I loved playing at USD. My family got to go to every game, which was awesome. And it was really close to home. So for me, like transferring out, I just kind of wanted a new experience. And I think that LSU's that in every single aspect. I mean, Louisiana and everything about it is completely different than California. So
I bet.
Just yeah. But overall, I mean, the program was cool and the girls were awesome, and it was just a cool experience for my first 2 years to like be able to be there and be close to home.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of the SEC conference, you know, automatically you just think of dominance in sports, football, basketball. You've had Olympic athletes come out of LSU. So what is it like that you're part of that program now and in a program at a school that's just synonymous with sports?
It's so awesome. I mean, just like being in the dining hall and like you look to your right and your left and you're surrounded by like phenomenal athletes. It's just a surreal experience. And I honestly, it still doesn't feel real that I'm here, but like I am. And I mean, LSU just has so many resources and it's just a great school to be at in every aspect. So it's just, I'm really sad it's my last year, but yeah, it's an awesome experience.
Well, one thing I want to ask you is coming from San Diego to LSU, maybe you had an injury. I don't know. Did you have an injury last year? The decline in playing time, or is it just tougher to get playing time because you're in such a dominant program?
Yeah, just tougher to get playing time. Dominant program and surrounded by like great athletes and everyone's competing day in, day out. So I didn't get playing time until the end of the year, but yeah, that's.
But you were fantastic in those, in the limited playing time that you had. So what was that like, kind of proving your worth as you head into your senior season?
It was honestly really awesome. And just being able to like play the last two games, because we were going against Vanderbilt and Missouri, and if we didn't win those two games, we wouldn't make it to the SEC tournament. So it was kind of like if we don't win, we're not making it. So there was a lot of pressure behind those two games. And obviously I hadn't played at all before that. So just going into Vanderbilt, I was like, all right, like, I mean, there is a lot to lose, but there's also not a lot to lose. Like we just need a win to make it. So I think it was just so cool being able to play with my teammates that I kind of got to like learn from and watch throughout the year. And just being able to step in on the home field was an awesome experience. And we did make it to the SEC tournament, beat Auburn, but then we unfortunately got out. But
you made it to the national tournament as well, correct?
Yes. We played Texas Tech first round.
Yeah. You lost, but what was that experience like being part of in the national stage like that?
It was awesome. We like got to, I think, Lubbock, Texas, and it kind of just, there's no, obviously it's you're playing it in away field, so it doesn't feel like you're in a certain area or anything that's NCAA, but just being able to be at Texas Tech and like there's just a feeling of playing for something that's such a big deal, like a national championship, and obviously that's the goal every year. So it was obviously really upsetting to not make it past the first round, but I know that like everyone's way hungrier this year and we'll be back.
Yeah, the season starts next week. It's gonna be interesting to follow you. Are you expecting more playing time this season?
You know, I think it's hard to tell, but I hope so. Yeah.
And that'll be great to see that. And obviously, we just talked about you playing on the national level. And let's talk about the international level. You've been on the Armenian national team now since I think January 2014. And you got some playing time against Romania. First of all, what was that like? You're in Bucharest, far away from home, and in this international, match. And what was that experience like for you?
That was honestly the coolest experience ever. I mean, just stepping on a field in Romania, I was like, I honestly don't really know where I am right now, but this is amazing. Like the team, women's national team, and just the coaches and everything that goes into it is such a cool experience. And we come from all over. There's girls from like Russia, obviously California, US, but then a ton of Armenian girls that are from Yerevan, and just, I don't know, it's amazing. But yeah, it was definitely scary at first. Just when the whistle blew, I was like, all right, like I got this, like it'll be okay. But before that match, I did not eat. I was super nervous.
Wow. Well, it's very interesting to me because I've obviously been following the women's team ever since they started this page on Instagram in 2021. Back then, it was just crazy because the women's national team didn't even have an Instagram page, and
Yeah.
so like everything would be posted on the men's page, and then all of a sudden they just stopped posting them for like a year,
Yeah,
and
there was nothing.
there was nothing. It was like, does this team even exist? Like, they would play a game, they wouldn't post anything about it. And but now the squad itself is just, after years of consistently losing and being ignored, you guys have made noise in the last year and a half, going on a little bit of a winning streak, and there's some buzz around the program. And there have been major signs of improvement. There's more attention from the federation, it seems like, from afar to the women's national team. What does it feel like to be kind of part of that now? And not just, oh, we have a women's team, but now it's kind of on the forefront, on the minds of the federation.
Yeah, I think it's been a long time coming, obviously. Like when I first got to Armenia, they obviously would not post this. I would DM them like, "Hi, like you should post this just, you know, to give our team some recognition and the girls who have been there for so long and worked so hard for it." I think when we started getting recognition, I want to say it was January against Liechtenstein. That's the right way to pronounce it. We beat them, and the Federation started posting us on the main page a lot. And it was honestly just like so awesome to be able to be recognized and just get like the attention from the people in Armenia and fans all over. You know, like our team has done a lot of growth in the past year, and I think that we're on the up. We're going to keep growing and keep winning and just being able to like make our country proud. So it was really awesome. And I just know it's the start for us. And we have our own Instagram now, but even then, just being posted on the Armenian FF1 is really
Yeah.
cool.
No, absolutely. And we can say Armenia doesn't really have the best history of being progressive when it comes to women's sports, but I think it's improved quite a bit, and you and your squad are part of that. What's it like to know you have like young girls in Armenia looking up to you and this team, helping build the future of women's sports in Armenia?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the women's sports in Armenia obviously like has not had a long, long history of it, but just being able to play in front of young girls in Armenia and kind of be an example of what like they can be, and you know, if you work for it, like you can get here. There's no if and buts, like you can do it. So I just think it's honestly really like an honor to be able to just be an example for them and be like a role model almost.
What was kind of the reaction that you guys got after, after those wins in Armenia and beyond in social media and whatnot?
I mean, for us, like in the culture of the team, it was so awesome. I don't think we stopped smiling for days. Just like the two wins and being able to come out of the camp with that many points. I think it was the first time we've done that for a women's program in Armenia. And you know, Laura had a hat trick, so
Yeah.
just everything about it was so exciting. And I mean, I think it just kind of boosted the morale of our team a lot because obviously the past of like losing and not being able to come out with like, sorry, with scores like that we wanted, it was just really cool to be able to be rewarded for our work. And, you know, we didn't do as well in the camps after that, but we'll be back.
Yeah, it's a growing process. I mean, the fact that, again, those positive showings, it's a step in the right direction. I mean, there's definitely
Absolutely.
momentum and it's exciting to see. I want to ask, what does being Armenian mean to you, as you know, as an athlete and as a person?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just obviously so proud to be Armenian, and I honestly, something happened that was so full circle the other day. There's a chef in our dining hall here who she came up to me. She's like, "I'm Gigi, I'm Armenian," and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this feels amazing because you don't always meet Armenians in Louisiana." But yeah, my grandfather is 100% Armenian. I'm a quarter, so just being able to like represent Armenia and at that stage, it just means everything to me. You know, it doesn't still doesn't feel real when I wear the jersey. So just for my family and for my dad and for everything that I can do for it, it's just such an honor.
That's really cool. I was just going to ask you about being at, I mean, obviously San Diego, there's a ton of Armenians, but then you go
Yeah.
to Louisiana, you'd be lucky if you ever see one there. And you, have you ever met, have you met any other Armenians on campus?
Not on campus, but there is an Armenian church right by campus that I go
Really?
to a lot.
Oh, I
Yes.
think I've
And
heard of the Baton Rouge, right?
yes, I looked
Yeah, I
it up.
actually
I was
knew
like,
that.
okay, I'm going here.
That's so cool. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I've met like, I want to say 10. And we're all friendly. I don't really have a ton of conversations, but go to church, see them every Sunday. So it's a cool kind of community
Wow.
that's built around it. And yeah, hopefully I can start making friends.
That's really cool. I'm sure they have like festivals and make picnics and stuff. You should
Yeah.
check that out and get some good food. That's really cool. It's actually funny. My cousin went to medical school, I think, in LSU. So
Really?
he says the same thing that yeah, you barely see any Armenians, and he
Yeah.
definitely missed the food too.
Yeah. I had a class that it was like a for our food, and it was a food and culture class. So I brought like Armenian food, and everyone was like, "Wow, like that, this is so surprising from you. Like, I thought you would bring something like basic, honestly." And I was like, "No, like I'm Armenian. I know how to make this food."
I'm the national team goalkeeper. What do
Yeah.
you mean, basic? That's funny. That's really cool. So, for, you know, we talked about the national team and the growth that you guys have collectively. Is this something, you know, obviously LSU comes to an end, you graduate, but the national team is that something you foresee yourself being a part of as you know, after graduation?
Yeah, I really hope to play abroad somewhere after college. So obviously, I get done with college soccer in December, which is crazy. It's already coming to an end, but hopefully, I can play somewhere in Europe and then be able to just fly over to Armenia and it won't be a 24-hour travel day, which would be a lot easier. But yeah, I hope to play for Armenia as long as I can. Till my legs stop working.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I almost forgot to ask you. This summer you had a pretty cool experience playing club soccer. You got to play against and meet Hope Solo, US women's national team legend. What was that experience like? And did she say anything to you that kind of stuck with you?
Yeah, it was honestly insane. The first time I saw her was in our locker room because our locker room kind of faced their locker room for Solo FC, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is crazy! I cannot believe that Hope Solo is over there right now." But when we played against her, obviously I tried to just stay focused, but at the same time, I would look over in the other goal and I would just be like, "What? This is crazy!" But yeah, she was really nice, and we talked about the game before because I had met her before the game. We didn't talk after, but she was just wishing us the best of luck and kind of just said that, you know, to stay the course and keep my head up no matter what happens. And that was honestly just really cool because obviously, like we said, just the adversity of soccer and there's ups and downs every single day. You know, every single day you have ups and downs. But just having her say that to me just meant a lot because obviously she's been through a ton in every aspect on and off the field. So just having that being said to me was awesome.
Was she someone you looked up to growing up? You mean you guys played the same position?
Yes, she was my idol. Like, since I was a
Wow.
kid, I had books about her and just everything she did. Like, I wanted to be her. So, I think a lot of young goalkeepers can say that because Hope Solo kind of I don't know, she made a name for goalkeepers in women's soccer, and obviously that US national team was amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really cool. And before we wrap up, I just want to ask you, what's your experience like when you go to Armenia to play in these national games? Do you get time to kind of explore the country, or is it kind of just business?
It's usually business, but there's been a couple times I went and it kind of worked out that the last day we could get off camp and kind of go see the cities. So I've seen quite a bit of Yerevan and I've been able to go on a little tour with some of the coaches sometimes when we have free time. But yeah, I've seen some cafes and some cool experiences, but
Well, I'm
I
sure you'll
definitely
have
want to
plenty
see
of
more.
opportunity to explore in the future as well. That's really cool.
Yes.
So, Sophine, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on the ASM podcast presented by Nelson Gavorkian Esquire, your favorite attorney. We're very excited to follow you throughout the season at LSU, and hopefully you can bring some success to the Tigers and give them a little bit of a run in the national tournament this year. Thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you, Sophie. Appreciate it.